kina we're going to do is kina tes. Kina tes, just a quick point of introduction, is it's a long kina, but echa tifarti. The word Eicha is a word that appears just a few times in Tanakh. Eicha Yashvav Adad, of course, Megillas Eicha. Navi Yishayahu. Eicha Yisrael Lizona Kirya Ne'emana. And we read in yesterday's parsha, Eicha Asel Levadi Trachachem Asachem V'Rivchan. And Eicha means that there's something that we ask questions that don't have an answer, that we don't know an answer, that we can't imagine an answer to. And that's, you know, the theme of the kinos in general, is that today is a day where we have a heter to ask questions. It's not so pasha. We don't always have a heter to ask these kinds of questions, but Hashem allows us to ask questions. But we know that there's no clear answer to the questions, other than we need kirvas elukim. We need to come closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. And the kina says, nosav v'nosav v'nom v'imadela. That in anger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserted us and said, and for all that you do, that you don't obey me, this is why all this happened. Meaning, the enemies of Klal Yisrael tell us that we don't have any hope, and that Jewish history is now over. And everyone that tried to wipe us out believed that that was it, that it was all over. And that we don't have any relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam anymore. And it's not just that we're suffering, but that there is no light at the end of the tunnel. But that is apikorsis. We're not allowed to believe that. We believe, you know, the Gemara in Chagiga tells us that there was a debate between a Chacham and an apikores. What was it, Rabbi Shmuel ben Hanani, I think? The Gemara tells us that the Apikores, it was a pantomime debate. They weren't allowed to talk. They had to only act things out. So the Apikores turns his face away. And Shubhi Chananya stuck out his arm. So they asked the Apikores, what did you mean when you turned your face away? And he said, I meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned his face away from the Jewish people. He's moved on. And what was his response when he stuck out his arm? He said, I don't know what his response was. I don't know what he meant. What was your response? What did you mean when you stuck out your arm? He said, I meant to say, Od Yado Netuya. There's a beautiful Mesh Chachma where he points out that the head and the yad represent the two tefillin that we wear. And the tefillin shel yad represents, you know, that it's like a secret relationship we have with Hashem. It's not obvious to others. Tefillin shel rosh v'ro kalam eretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha elu tefillin shel barosh. That the am eretz see, everyone sees, the world sees that shem Hashem nikra lecha. That's tefillin shel barosh. So that was going on in the debate, that the umos olam only see the revealed relationship that Klal Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he turned his head away. He said, there's no more tefillin shel rosh. There is no relationship. But we know that od yado netuya. We still have tefillin shel yad. We still have that secret relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. And we don't give up hope. Because we know that no matter what's happening in Klal Yisrael, no matter what's happening in the world, we have a continued relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. You know, patu zedim, the kinnah says. The Rishonim are going to say, who are you going to daven to? You're full of sins. Hashem is tired of you. Hashem has moved on. So the kina says, no, kumi. You need to get up. You need to be mispalel. That was always the taina of the umos ha'olam against us. That if you want to see how God feels about you, look at your station in life and look at how your oppressors are doing. And more often than not in history, our oppressors were doing well and we weren't. And their taina was, and it struck home for us. It really hit us hard. Maybe God really did abandon us. They weren't denying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us the tzaros. Adrabah, they said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought you the tzaros. They were trying to take away our hope. But calls man that a Jew still hopes, then there's what to daven for. Calls man that a Jew still has a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that still has a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's what to live for. Rav Lapiansky said that he heard of a Breslover father who lost two children in Meron. Imagine the pain. You talk about Keheref Ayin, like just like Shavas, your whole life changes. In one night he lost two children. And he said that he was davening all night to the Ribbono Shel Olam, talking to Hashem, saying to Hashem, I lost two children, Hashem. You took away my two children. Just please don't take away my Amunah. Don't take away my hope. Don't take away my desire to live. Don't take away my Amunah. Because if we lose our Amunah, then we have nothing. If we lose our sense of hope, then we have nothing. Kumi. We have to get up. We need to daven. We need to do. If you're not sure what to do this afternoon, and you need something to occupy you and inspire you in a Tisha B'Av appropriate way, and you're not just looking for a distraction from Tisha B'Av, and you want to experience Tisha B'Av, I would highly recommend listening to the interview that David Bashefkin did with Merlana Morris. Merlana Morris is Danny Morris's mom. And talk about your life changing in a moment. And she said very, very many powerful things. But one of the things a theme that she came back to a few times is that I don't know how people do this if they don't have Amunah. I don't know how people live after something like this if you don't have Amunah. If you have Amunah, it's hard. Without Amunah, it's got to be impossible. And she spoke about how many people were there and how many, proportionally, percentage-wise, what a tiny percentage didn't make it home. And of that tiny percentage that didn't make it home, there was exactly one that comes from this particular segment of Klal Yisrael. And as a Balas Amunah, she has to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam plucked the rose from his garden. Without him, when it's impossible. Klal Yisrael, so many nefilos. That's why we began Kina Vav really begins with the Samach right after Shavas. It begins with the Samach because the idea is that the Nun represents Nefilos, the Samach represents Somich Hashem L'chol Anoflim, that Hashem upholds us, Hashem supports us. That's why in Nes of Pinchas Koritzer, Rabbi Gladstone quotes, says when Hashem juxtaposes a Samach and a Nun, we experience a Nes, a Nefila brings the Smicha, brings Somich Hashem. So Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. Because when there's a major nefila, that gives rise to major smicha. Rabbi Gladstein tells the Maisa that in 1944 there was a rabbinic convention in Zichron Moshe in Yerushalayim, and they were first beginning to hear of what really happened in Europe, and how the entire Olam HaTorah as they knew it was destroyed. Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael didn't have a lot of money, didn't have a lot of people. Support from Europe obviously wasn't coming anymore. Support from America and England were not going to be enough, as they're trying to take care of whoever did survive. And everyone was just shocked, and there was so much tension. Was this the end of Torah as we knew it? And the Lotzker Rav, Rav Zalman Saratzkin, stood up and he said, Rabbi Isai, the Torah is in jeopardy, the Torah is in sakana, the Matzeva is Shreklach. And everyone started to cry because they didn't have any answers. And then there was that powerful Yid, the Panovich Rav. Sometimes there were certain people in history that you wonder how Klal Yisrael would have made it if not for the Ribbono Shel giving us these leaders. The Panovich Rav was one such Yid. We'll talk more later about the Kleisenberger Rebbe, who was another such Yid. And many of the people there never heard the Panovich Rav speak before. And he got up and he said, all I hear over here is sadness and despair about destruction of Torah. Have you forgotten what the Chumash tells us? Ki lo sishakach mipi zaro. Hashem promises us the Torah will not be forgotten. Which means that we're experiencing a nefila now, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is entrusting us to be the shluchim that bring about the smicha. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to give us a siyata deshmaya, the likes of which we've never seen before, because there's a nefila, the likes of which we've never seen before, and we know ki lo sishakach mipi zaro. So a bal emuna, someone who really has emuna, knows that we're about to experience siyata deshmaya. We can't let that slip away. We have to follow through. We have to work hard. And we have to make it happen. And then the Panovich Rav essentially spent the rest of his life doing exactly that. Making sure that Torah was rebuilt in Eretz Yisrael to the point where now it's of... Historically, we never had as much Torah as we have now. In the entire world together, we never had as much Torah as we have now in Eretz Yisrael alone, in one tiny little country, as we have in Eretz Yisrael alone. Because we're Bali Amuna. Without Amunah, you can't survive. With Amunah, anything is possible.